Bechoros, Perek Beis, Mishnah Test 2-9. In this Mishnah, the last of the Perek is going to talk about the definition of what it means to be a Bechor. The Pasuk says, Kidesh li kol Bechor peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael ba'adam v'hema lihu. So it says the firstborn, the oldest offspring, is the Bechor, and it says peter kol rechem, the one that opened the womb, the first issue from the womb. So the question is, does it need to have either of those two things, meaning either the oldest offspring or the one that opened the womb, or does it have to have both? And if it is not both the oldest sibling, let's call it, oldest offspring, and also the one that was the first issue from the womb, born in a normal way, it's not a Bechor. So the lach is like the latter, that's what you're used to hearing, but anyways, it's a machlokas. Here the Mishnah says, Yotze dofin v'haba achrav. The setup is the mother cow, goat, sheep had twins, both are male, but the first one came out from its side, literally, Yotze comes out dofin from its side, meaning cesarean section. V'haba achrav, and then there's a second one that came out also male, which was born in the normal way. So that means that each of these two animals has one of the two virtues. The first one is the oldest, but it wasn't the peter rechem, because it wasn't the first that opened the womb. And the second one's not the oldest, but it was the peter rechem. So Reb Tarfon Omer, Shnehem Yiru Ad Shistavu, V'yechlu B'mumen L'balim. Rabbi Tarfon here says he doesn't know, it's a suffix. So we treat them both as a suffix b'chor, both have to graze, so they get a permanent blemish. At that point, you could eat them as a suffix b'chor. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Shnein Einan Bechor. Rabbi Kiva says, no, neither one is a Bechor, no doubt at all. Harishon, the older one, the first that was taken out, cesarean section, Meshum Sheino Petarechem. It didn't open the womb of the mother, so it's exempt. Vasheni, Meshum Shekad Moacher. The second one can't be called a Bechor because it's not the oldest offspring, it's the second oldest. Okay? So, basically, Mechlokes on how to read the Pasuk. Rabbi Tarfon says the possibility is that it's essentially one or the other, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, the condition of being the Petarechem defines, it explains what it means to be the Bechor who is both the oldest and the one who opened the womb. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.